Before Facebook, before Google, even before Al Gore, there was an internet. The 1980s internet, perhaps best portrayed in the movie War Games, starring Matthew Broderick.
Shall we play a game?
Oh.
I think I missed him.
Yeah, weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Love to. How about global thermonuclear war?
Wouldn't you prefer a good game of chess?
The story goes, Broderick takes his old-fashioned telephone, puts the handset on a cradle modem, and uses his computer to connect to a military supercomputer. They play tic-tac-toe, things go awry, global thermonuclear war almost breaks out. Sounds outdated, right? Obsolete? Turns out, not quite. Today, that version of the internet, of people communicating through simple lines of text and commands, is still very much alive. To see it in action, I went down into one user's basement, or technically speaking, his parents' basement.
And how do you pronounce your name?
Well, I always type it, so there's never really any need to pronounce it, but I guess Bullywiff, that's how you might say it. Yeah, that's it, I guess.
Bullywiff is this guy's handle, his screen name. The 23-year-old college student asked me to not reveal his identity. He's a member of an online community called SDF, which is sort of like Facebook, Gmail, Craigslist, and a gaming site all rolled into one. But there aren't videos or pictures or pop-ups, and most users remain anonymous.
This is a lot more elegant, I think. This is just text. There's no mouse. It's just all in a command line. Using a mouse and having windows and dragging stuff around it's distracting.
The screen is pretty boring to look at if you don't understand this stuff. Instead of websites, users are accessing a shared operating system. They can chat, email, and post within the system, but only by typing in commands. SDF has been around since 1987 and hasn't changed much since then. It currently has about 30,000 members, but at one time, this type of computing was the internet.
They were extremely popular. They were like the alternative to AOL and CompuServe back in the early days. But nowadays, they're, you know, very, very obscure.
Rob Fleischman is a computer scientist and internet architect. He says there is a very good reason why these shared systems faded away.
These little areas of the internet that are not particularly popular are great places for nefarious characters.
Porn, pirated software, and illegal file sharing took over this pre-web internet. Now, most of that business has migrated onto the mainstream web. But what hasn't changed about these systems is that users like Bullywiff want to remain anonymous. This stands in stark contrast to what is happening on the web. More than anything else, Facebook has dramatically altered how we share information online. Pictures, relationship status, schedules, everything is up for grabs. It's a world of oversharing. And even though we know companies are monitoring that data and selling it and using it to target ads, we seem to be all right with that. Rob Fleischman says that this new openness actually makes more sense than the alternative.
If I use a handle, am I going to be having conversations with people that I care about? It really depends on what I want. And there's a price to be gained by giving up your privacy. By giving up my privacy, I can connect with my old high school and college friends.
It should be said that, by and large, SDF users like Bullywiff are not engaging in seedy activities online. For them, this is a community. Back in the 80s, when users still had to use landline telephones to connect, they would usually only communicate with other computers that had a local number. Nobody wanted to pay long-distance charges. And because other users were in your area, it was common for them to get together in person. Online friends actually became real friends. Bullywiff told me that is still happening.
Yeah, actually, I've seen a couple posts, people saying, you know, all right, anyone in this area, let's meet up in this bar and hang out. And, you know, I think that would be really cool. I haven't come across anyone in Concord, New Hampshire. If I did, I'd love to meet up with them.
For now, Bullywiff is content meeting new friends online. While he showed me some of his favorite chat rooms and different old school games he plays on SDF, I asked him if this type of internet surfing is really only something a tech geek could love. I didn't mean to stereotype, but it just seemed to me like that term was a good way to, well, stereotype this whole thing.
The tech geek that's kind of become chic recently, like, I don't know, you see people in Wired magazine, there's like a specific style of clothing they wear, specific way they do their hair, and and they identify themselves as tech geeks and write about the latest Apple gadgets and products. The people I've met with on SDF seem to just be computer literate people who are genuinely interested in this shared experience. You know, they might refer to themselves as tech geeks, or they might just refer to themselves as people. Probably most often, they would just refer to themselves as people.
These aren't normal people, though. Remember, these are internet users that actually understand how the internet works. Rob Fleischman told me that this type of computing will always exist. There will always be users that are willing to trade the bells and whistles of a website for the hard elegance of code. But because it requires a level of knowledge that most users will never seek or obtain, it will likely stay limited to the basement. For Word of Mouth, I'm Todd Bookman.